We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is Doc Insider.
Duck's going to pick it up, and here we go.
Chuck.
How about that? Oregon repeats as the Pac-12 champion.
Omarui, 4-3, yes!
Oh, and a steal and slam for Williams.
Duarte to the basket, the slam.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Season champions, and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you. A busy show today. A lot to get to because there's tons of Oregon sports going on. If you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour, the Oregon cross country team has just wrapped up their competition for the day. We'll tell you about that. Also recapping Oregon basketball last night. And we all know everybody's wondering about Chris Duarte. Don't have an update for you here in the 1 o'clock hour. As Coach Altman did talk to the media last night, and I asked him about Chris Duarte. I know a lot of people wondering. We'll let you listen in on that and the rest of Coach Altman's comments after the Ducks return to action with only 2 days of practice. They're not going to make an excuse. They're not going to make that excuse. Now, as the broadcaster, I can sit here and give you the facts, then you can decide if it's an excuse or not. But the Ducks looked like they had not practiced very much. That's, I think, the biggest takeaway that I had from that game last night, is it looked like Oregon had not practiced much. And they certainly played that way. Well, continuing, though, with on that theme of now how do you move forward, that's what today's going to be all about for the Ducks. Turning the page toward a 1 o'clock tip-off on CBS, national audience between the Ducks and the Huskies. This is a Washington team that is really struggling. They got thumped by the Beavers last night, a 20-point win for Oregon State over Washington. Remember, Oregon already beat this Washington team way back in December. Feels like an eternity ago. Kind of was an eternity ago. But that's what happened when the Ducks and Huskies met in December with this new look Pac-12 schedule. Oregon was able to get a 74-71 win. They're hoping for another win against the Huskies coming up. We'll go through, though, some of the recap with you. Also today, Mario Cristobal interviewed Ty Thompson. If you missed the live signing day special, then you would have missed this. And I felt like I didn't see a lot of social media talking about it. I didn't see it shared by any members of the media. And I thought, well, we should air this. Like, this is good stuff. Mario Cristobal interviews Ty Thompson for about 12 minutes, and you can get to know the quarterback. And tell you what, Coach Cristobal, it's almost like maybe he's been interviewed a ton. He knows how to do these things, right? It was pretty great. Also, Oregon soccer season is just one of the many seasons that are getting rolling. For first-year head coach Graham Abel, after 15 months without playing a soccer match as the head coach, they're back in action on Sunday. We're going to hear from Graham Abel coming up as part of Oregon Soccer's Media Day. This afternoon, Oregon women's tennis is in action against Portland State, and Oregon volleyball is in action this evening at 6 o'clock against USC. Yeah. Big match for the Ducks tonight. They've won the second match of each weekend so far. Let's see if they can play this first match like they've played the second match coming up. And remember, Oregon women's basketball tonight against Arizona State has been postponed. No announcement on a makeup date for that slot yet. But the Ducks were able to add a game against UC Davis tomorrow, sticking with the COVID protocols and making sure that everything is followed. The Ducks will be able to play UC Davis at 6 o'clock tomorrow. So we've actually got a network doubleheader for you on the Oregon Sports Network, because we'll have Oregon men's basketball against Washington at 1 o'clock, and then Terry Johns and Bev Smith will have a 5:30 pregame show and a 6 o'clock tip-off for Oregon and UC Davis. That game will not be televised, but it's going to be on goducks.com/live. So a full live stream production from Scott Labounty and the Oregon video crew with Terry Johns and Bev Smith on the call. It doesn't get much better than that. You get Terry and Bev on your TV quality call. Honestly, I mean, Terry is the man, don't get me wrong, but Bev Smith is the star of the show. We all know that Bev, the Hall of Famer here at Oregon, is the star of the show. Now, she won't like that I said that, but that's why she's the star of the show. I mean, that tells you everything that you need to know about Bev Smith. Also, Oregon men's tennis is in action. A doubleheader against Portland State on Saturday. We'll tell you about that coming up with Neil Shelander next week. The Oregon men's tennis coach is going to join us. And women's golf getting back in action. Their season begins on Saturday. They will play in a tournament in Corvallis. Again, no spectators will be allowed. And it's nice to see Derek Radley and Monica Vaughn's teams getting back in action. Finally, to wrap up the weekend schedule for you, Oregon volleyball at 2 o'clock on Sunday after their 6 o'clock tilt tonight. The two games on the road at USC. Oregon women's tennis will play Idaho at 10 a.m. on Sunday. And then, of course, Oregon soccer, 1 o'clock. Graham Abel will make his debut against Gonzaga on Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'm looking forward to seeing this team in action. It'll be on the Oregon live stream for those of you who want to tune in with our buddy Adam Sussman on the call from KWVA, the student radio station here at the University of Oregon. Let's talk a little bit of basketball before we jump into some interviews on the show today. The return of Will Richardson. You know, I said coming into to the game, I thought, yeah, there's a chance he might play. But I thought, like, yeah, 80, 90%, he probably won't. Because Coach Altman said on the Toyota Coaches Corner when I talked to him, he said, look, it's going to be up to Will. The doctors have released him. It's when he's comfortable, when he feels good with that thumb. Had a big wrap on the thumb and went through pregame warmups. And so I kind of thought, hey, Will Richardson's coming back tonight. And he did. And he certainly made his impact felt. Didn't shoot the ball as well as he would have liked in that 74-71 loss last night. But hey, he still contributed. I think having that calming presence on the floor, you could just tell that the Ducks needed that veteran presence from Will Richardson. He had 10 points on 2 of 9 shooting. The last two buckets that he attempted actually were the two that he made. He went coast to coast a couple times in the last couple minutes of the game. He was 0-4 from 3, though. That's the Pac-12's leader in three-point shooting percentage from a year ago, who was 0-4 from 3. He's going to find that shot. Don't worry. He's going to find that shot. 6 rebounds, 5 assists, though, for Will Richardson. 33 minutes. I think you take that. And a guy's return, as Coach Altman talked about, you know, Will was able to work out a little bit. You know, with a hand injury, he could still run. But still, coming back the way that he did, I mean, good for Will Richardson. That was cool to see. That's a positive from this game. But then it was really, really rough to see LJ Figueroa go down. Positive that he was able to come back, but man, Coach Altman said that LJ is one of the toughest guys on the team. And when he went down in some pain, I mean, he let out a scream before he even hit the ground. I could hear it from where I'm sitting on the concourse level. And I thought, oh, no, you know, that had to hurt. Fortunately, got cleared, was able to return. And I think everybody was like, okay, you know, Ducks are back to full strength now. Maybe they'll start to get that rhythm going. But they never really did. And a big reason why is because Chris Duarte went down. Had to get helped off after he was going for a rebound, got bumped by a Cougar, went down hard, didn't want to get up, didn't put any weight on his right leg, and he had to get helped off by Clay Jamison, the Duck athletic trainer, and by Josh Jamison, the director of men's basketball operations. Couldn't put any weight on that right leg and hoping for the best. We'll find out in an update. I'll talk with Coach Altman here for our pregame show coming up tomorrow. And we'll have an update, hopefully, on Chris then. But just hoping for the best, man. Anytime you see a guy go down like that, it just sucks. And you know, Oregon has truly been bit by the injury bug this year. First, it's Will Richardson, who goes down hours before the start of the season against Missouri. And the Ducks have to adjust their whole lineup, have to adjust how to play without the guy in Will Richardson, who had played more games in an Oregon uniform than anybody else on the roster. So he goes down. You're thinking, man, that sucks, right? Ducks lose to Missouri, then they figure it out, and they have a little bit of time to prepare, and things started to look a little better. And you knew that you were going to get Will Richardson back. Took a little longer than maybe the Ducks would have liked, but you can't rush things like that. So Will Richardson makes his way back. Well, in the midst of Will Richardson's absence, not only do the Ducks have to go through one game with COVID protocol where Chris Duarte and LJ Figueroa aren't out there against the Beavers, Ducks lose that game. Well, they also lost in Infallidante for the entire year, as he went down with an ACL injury. You just can't catch a break if you're the Ducks right now. Again, Oregon's not going to use that as an excuse. They got to figure it out. They got to find a way, as Coach Altman talked about post-game. You're going to hear from him in just a moment. But I'll sit here and just tell you, at one point, Oregon was playing without Will Richardson, Infallidante, Chris Duarte, and LJ Figueroa. That's four starters that Oregon didn't have against the Beavers. Then in this game, they're not playing with Eric Williams. He was out due to protocol. Was at the game, though, masked up and doing the best that he can to follow protocol, of course, and we'll see if he's able to make his way back for Saturday. Coach Altman will address that in just a moment. But you're without Eric Williams, and you're still without Infallidante. Ducks had to play without two starters last night, and then ultimately they had to play without three starters really down the stretch. I mean, that's a lot of adversity to overcome. So what I will say is Oregon, now sitting at 9-4 and 4-3 in conference, Ducks have a lot of season still in front of them and a lot of opportunities to still bolster that resume. But certainly it's an uphill battle with the availability of players. Been saying this all season long, that this year may be the defining season of the phrase that I've often lived by, that it's not the best teams that win. It's not the most talented teams that win. It's not maybe even the best coach teams that win at the end of the year. It's the healthiest teams and the teams that have the most guys available that are at 100% that usually end up winning at the end of the year. Now, are often those the best teams? Sure. It doesn't hurt to be very, very talented and be the best team, but you could be the best team and be without a couple of your best players and suddenly you ain't the best team anymore. You guys know what I'm saying. Oregon still has time to figure that out and piece some things together. But after the loss to the Cougars, they got to bounce back quickly with a 1 o'clock tip-off against the Huskies coming up. And it's a nationally televised game. And I don't think that Coach Altman thinks about that. I don't think that the players really do. Maybe they do because it's easier for some of their friends and family across the country to watch. But I'll tell you, it's something that I am thinking about right now. If Oregon comes out and plays on CBS and wins by 25 over the Huskies, certainly doesn't hurt. Certainly doesn't hurt the optics of, man, you know, bouncing back. Does it really matter to the committee who's watching? I don't know. Probably not. So maybe none of this really matters, because at the end of the day, all you want is to be eligible and have a great record for the committee. But it's a big opportunity, I think, is maybe the best way to say what I'm trying to say. It's a big opportunity for Oregon. It certainly doesn't hurt if they could come out and shellack the Huskies the way that the Huskies have been shellacked a few times this season. Quick timeout when we come back and hear from Coach Altman, his thoughts post-game, and how you look ahead now to a matchup with the Huskies. And also, Mario Cristobal interviewing Ty Thompson. That's still to come. Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. More after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Back inside the Country Financial Studio for Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We've been zeroing in on Oregon men's basketball. We're going to hear from Dane Altman coming up in just a moment. I want to tell you again, though, about our first Interstate Bank Community Heroes program. Go to goducks.com/community-hero-program to nominate someone who's made a difference in the community. And nominees could win an autographed basketball from the aforementioned Coach Altman, as well as Duck prize packs. Really, this is just somebody that makes a difference in the community. And pretty cool recognition at the same time. goducks.com/community-hero-program to submit some nominees. Devin with a great point. He says at this point, Oregon needs to try really hard to stay in the top four in the Pac-12, then get that first round bye, then wreak havoc in the Pac-12 tournament. I agree. You know, and the way it's going to work with the Pac-12 tournament this year is Arizona is not eligible for postseason because of their self-imposed ban, which means that the fifth team in the standings will also get a bye in some ways. So it's like there'll just be a 4-5 game. Like, that's just how it'll go. So I guess really you just got to stay in the top five, essentially. But I agree. You know, if Oregon can wreak havoc in the Pac-12 tournament, as the Ducks have done in Dane Altman's tenure time and time again, I mean, nobody's been more successful in the Pac-12 tournament than Dane Altman. Nobody. Yeah, I agree. And how bad is Duarte hurt, Devin asking? If you're just joining us, Coach, we'll give you an update. We don't have an update since Coach met with the media last night. Probably going to get an update on the Toyota Coach's Corner as part of the Coors Light pregame show beginning at 12:30 tomorrow on the Oregon Sports Network. That'll be the next time actually anybody hears from Coach Altman will be on our pregame radio interview with him. He talked to the media postgame, beginning with a few questions from myself and getting into some of the nitty-gritty of a tough loss to the Cougs, but I think you'll hear it in his voice. They're not going to make excuses. They're going to try and bounce back at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Coach Altman,
Coach, just your thoughts on a tough one. I know that there was some rust. What did you think of your performance tonight?
Well, I thought we played hard. You know, we just really struggled in the first half with bad turnovers, 10 turnovers in the first half. And, you know, we just were slow getting to their shooters. You know, they were 8-16 at half and, you know, just slow getting there. And we did a little better job in the second half, but just stepped slow on everything. So, you know, we – and then the second chance points, I thought we worked awfully hard to rebound the ball, but we didn't finish anything once we got offensive rebounds. We rushed some things in there and really didn't make very good decisions.
How about Will Richardson and his return to the floor, Coach? Had to be great to see him back out there.
Well, it was. You know, Will's done a lot of running, so the legs weren't a problem. But it was just, you know, 2 months off, 9 weeks, you know, was tough for him. But, you know, he hit his throws, you know, got to the rim a couple times there late. But, you know, conditioning was pretty good for, like I said, he's done a lot of running on his own because obviously with the thumb injury, he could stay in shape. It was just a matter of feeling comfortable with it. Thought his ball handling struggled a little bit with that, but that's to be expected trying to come back from a 2 month layoff.
I know a lot of fans wondering about Chris Duarte, Coach. Any update on him after he went down?
You know, I don't. I'll check here. I didn't get a chance to talk to Clay. I met with the team real quick and didn't get a chance to talk to Clay.
Danny, you expected it to be ugly, and I realize a lot of the fouls late were due to how close it was, but 52 fouls in a game is that's pretty rare to see. How much of that did you expect it to – I mean, again, you expected it to be ugly. Did you expect it to be quite that start and stop throughout the course of the game?
You know, I don't know, James. It was a tough game to call, I guess, you know. So, you know, we obviously didn't want to put him on the line 31 times. And like you said, six of them were late, but that's still 25 free throws. So, didn't want to put him on the line that much, no.
Yeah, with Eric attending the game today, is it safe to assume that he'll be cleared for Saturday?
I don't know. You know, I'm assuming, but, you know, I'll wait and see what they say.
Hey, Coach, so Frank Kempning saw the most action he has all season tonight. What did you like from him, and are we going to see more action from Frank?
You know, it'll be game to game, but, no, he did do some good things.
Yeah, Dana, the second half tonight was a little bit like the second half against Oregon State where you got out to that fast start to kind of jump ahead and then it tailed off after that. Is that part of the – kind of the conditioning you were talking about earlier in the week of having the long layoff and struggling with the offense and struggling just to kind of get their legs under them?
Well, I think it does affect the offense more just because, you know, we haven't run any reps, you know, we haven't practiced, you know, so it does affect your offense. It affects your conditioning because you're not, you know, even if the guys go out and do a little running on their own, they wouldn't let us run them. You know, so I'm sure they didn't kill themselves. And so it's a lot different conditioning. So, you know, I think it affects your offensive rhythm. I think it affects your, you know, rebounding. It affects every facet of the game. But like I said, it just is what it is. The guys are really disappointed. I'm obviously disappointed. You know, we just didn't get it done the last two games. And, yeah, I know we can make excuses, but it is what it is. You know, we just didn't get it done. And so we got to try to bounce back Saturday, quick turnaround, play at 1 o'clock. So we're just going to have to toughen up here and get ready to go on Saturday.
Obviously the fouls affected the way the game looked kind of aesthetically, but you guys shot good, not great, but okay. You won the battle on the boards. You cleaned up the turnovers after halftime. Did you play at least, say, better than the Oregon State game? I mean, how'd you feel about the execution other than just how many fouls there were and how disjointed it was?
Yeah, we had a little better depth, obviously, with Will and LJ. And then, you know, Chris played good until he got hurt. You know, Chris was playing really good. So he was 5 for 8. And, you know, other than the turnovers, I thought he did some good things, 4 rebounds. So, you know, for being off for a month, I thought he was playing pretty good. So we had added depth, and so I thought we did play better, yes.
Dana, if Chris can't go in the foreseeable future, how are you guys going to be able to replace his three-point shooting? Because it feels like he's one of the better guys at that in the league.
Oh, without a doubt. I don't know. That's a tough question, Matt. You know, we'll just have to have to see. It'll change our game plan. He's, you know, our leading scorer, and you know, we saw how ineffective we were offensively without him against Oregon State, and it'll be a big challenge. Without Chris, he's been a really good player for us.
Yeah, it was the decision to start Will. Was that a decision that was made this afternoon, or did you kind of have a feeling earlier this week that he was going to be ready to go?
Well, you know, he practiced a little bit on Tuesday and quite a bit yesterday, and so we talked with his family. You know, Will obviously thought he was ready because he, like I said, he's been running, his conditioning, spent a lot of time with the therapist, and everybody had cleared him. But I left a decision to Will. And it was Will's decision, you know, to see if he was ready to go. And he and his family felt like he was. And so we went with him.
Certainly good to see Will Richardson back. There's no doubt about that. And, man, without Chris Duarte down the stretch, they missed him. And Will certainly made up some of that difference. And let's hope that Chris Duarte able to give it a go coming up Saturday. And if not Saturday, then in the near future. I think as Will Richardson continues to get a little bit more comfortable too, those shots are going to go. Again, last year led the conference in three-point shooting percentage. And he's just so smooth with the basketball. I mean, seeing him back out there on the floor, I was having flashbacks to watching him just weaving through the lane all of the last 2 years. And he's going to make a difference for this team. Going to make a big difference. Ducks will play the Huskies on CBS tomorrow, 1 o'clock, and a 12:30 pregame show here on the Oregon Sports Network. When we come back, switching gears a bit, looking back on the best recruiting class in program history for Oregon football. That's right. Mario Cristobal sits down with Ty Thompson. You heard that right. Keep it here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear wallet, you can't stop a new 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear wallet, you can't stop a new 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. And today's show always brought to you by Shadow Hills Country Club, your family resort just minutes from home. Call for a tour today. Well, the Ducks have the best recruiting class in the Pac-12 3 years in a row. And if you're following along with some of our colleagues that cover recruiting, obviously a lot more in-depth than someone like I do, because we can't talk about the recruits until the letter of intent is signed, sealed, delivered, as they say. That's part of the NCAA compliance, as much as I wish we could all break down and talk about recruiting together on Duck Insider. But, man, if you follow some of the recruiting rankings, they'll put together, you know, who are the best assistant coaches in terms of recruiting. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of Duck coaches that are showing up on some of those national leaderboards. And it's just a recognition of how great this program has recruited. Ducks, three straight years, they've had the best recruiting class in the Pac-12 and the best recruiting class in program history. Big reason why? Five-star quarterback Ty Thompson. Mario Cristobal sat down with Ty Thompson and talked with him for the National Signing Day virtual event that aired on Wednesday night. Many of you maybe saw our show in the morning where the entire coaching staff cycled through here in the studio via Zoom. We broke down film of every single student-athlete that the Ducks are adding to the flock. A lot of fun. If you missed it, you can watch it on the Oregon football Twitter. You can watch it on the Oregon football Facebook. You can also watch it on the Go Ducks YouTube on demand. And same thing for the event that Neil Everett hosted, of course, a pro Duck himself. And Neil Everett hosted a great event talking about a lot of different things along the signing day train, if you will. One of those things, though, that happened was Mario Cristobal sat down with Ty Thompson. Awesome conversation, and it was so cool to listen to Coach Cristobal interview a guy that hopefully will go down as the best recruit in the class. That's what we're hoping for, because if a quarterback ends up being the best recruit in the class, you probably got a pretty good quarterback then. Mario Cristobal talking with five-star signee Ty Thompson.
Awesome to be here, joined by 2021 signee, five-star quarterback Ty Thompson, the first one, first five-star quarterback to sign here. Just coming fresh out of a workout downstairs with Coach Fell. Ty, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing real good. Real good workout, like you said.
Ty, I know you've had an unbelievable senior year, and that was in doubt, right, whether you guys are going to be able to play or not. I have you down for throwing for 10,000 yards in your career, rushing for over 1,000 yards. I have 100 touchdowns on there for you, and it all comes together in a two-point conversion for the win for the second straight state title. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's all correct. Yes, sir.
Start with talking to us about the senior season, how it ended with the state title.
Yeah, so, I worked for 4 years with my guys back in Arizona. We had always had dreams of making it to state, you know what I'm saying, bring home the ring. I feel like all of our hard work paid off, like you said. You know, it came down to one play for my senior season to come out on top, and we converted the two-point conversion. Came home with my second ring, so I'm just really excited.
All right, well, I need to know more. How many seconds on the clock, score the game, play call, what you saw in coverage and pressure, and what went behind the decision to put the ball where you need to put it?
So there was 11 seconds left. We had just scored. We were down one. I think it was 38-39. And then we decided to go for two, obviously. I mean, you got to go for the win, state championship.
All right, wait, when coach says he's going for two, did you want to go for two?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was running off the field after we scored. I was like, we're going for two. So, yeah, so 11 seconds left. It was either I was going to roll out and speed option to my back, or I was rolling out and throwing a throwback to my receiver, one of the best receivers in the state. And I liked his matchup. And, I mean, I threw it up. He made a great play, and, you know, the rest is history.
Numbers for that night, 26 of 40, 335 yards. I saw most of the highlights because we were glued to Twitter. But 112 yards rushing and five total touchdowns along with the two-point conversion.
Yes, sir. Probably my favorite game ever.
University of Oregon, we offered you a scholarship on February 4th, 2020.
I mean, since before February, Coach Moorhead came out to my school. He said I was – I think one of the first ones on the West Coast that he came out to see. Since then, you and Coach Moorhead have done a great job. I mean, keeping track of me every day, hitting me up every day, you know, just checking in, being, you know, great coaches like you are. And then, you know, from there, I visited in March, I think 12th and 13th on my mom's birthday. So it was obviously a special day. I was right before the COVID shutdown. So, I mean, it felt like perfect timing. I mean, we were driving back to the airport to Portland. And I was like, I'm ready to commit now. So I gave it my due diligence, whatever, came home, talked to my family. And then, you know, a few days later, I was like, I'm ready to pull the trigger. I called you guys up. I'm ready to be a Duck. And here we are.
You know, the more I think of it now, you really should have called me on the way to the airport. Okay? Because that's an extra 48 hours of me getting gray hairs. You know, figuring, wonder if you're going to be an Oregon Duck. And I remember when your call came in, man, this place went absolutely nuts. You have the opportunity to recruit someone like Ty, and a family like Ty has just an incredible feeling when they become part of the family officially. So and never wavered from day one. It was awesome to see. But since then, man, a lot of events, a lot of things to go on. So I'm going to throw a couple things at you for you to talk about. Elite 11, the alpha dog, and really the best performer of the Elite 11 event. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that was probably the best football experience I had, you know, in my life. Every quarterback's dream growing up was to be part of the Elite 11 process in the finals. I get the call to you know, get invited to the finals in Tennessee. And I mean, it was almost a, you know, tear shed. I mean, I was so excited. I get there. Obviously, it was a 3-day experience, and it was amazing. Pretty much sun up 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. I mean, we were footballing in meetings, learning about, you know, quarterback stuff, and as well as, you know, being a leader, which comes with being a quarterback. You know, there is so much stuff. This is right in the heart of all the, you know, social unrest and everything else going on. So learned a whole lot about that. I feel like I grew as a player, as a person, as a quarterback, as a leader. I mean, I think it was probably the best experience I've ever had in my life.
Everybody's super proud of you because you went there with a mission and a purpose, and you got it done, you know. Invited and then also selected the 2021 Polynesian Bowl. I know that was canceled. I apologize. You weren't able to go to Hawaii for a week, but who knows? Maybe we'll have a spring practice out there before it's said and done. The 2021 All-American Bowl Player of the Year. That's quite an honor, Ty.
Thank you. Yes, sir. I mean, I'm really thankful for all that stuff. I mean, I think I was the last one invited to the All-American Bowl, to be honest. And, you know, to be honored as the Offensive Player of the Year, I mean, it was a huge blessing, huge honor. I mean, there's so many good players in that bowl, and there's been so many good players to come through there in the past. So to be up there with those guys and get that special award, it just really means the world for sure.
Well, you come into this class with a lot of teammates from the state of Arizona. Arizona, as we all know, has great football. But talk to us about playing in the state of Arizona and the caliber of football that you play there.
Yeah, most definitely. Arizona is slept on as one of the you know, best football states in the country. I feel like there's people that say, oh, it's California, Texas, whatever, the South. But Arizona definitely has some very high level football, great recruits. We got Brandon Bram and Jonah, I mean, all in the same state coming to Oregon. So there's a whole lot of special recruits, you know, to come out of Arizona, not even just recruits, just football players. I mean, Arizona's definitely slept on, probably one of the better, you know, football states in the country.
Just throwing out a couple more things right here. The 2020 Max Prep Arizona High School Player of the Year. Also the Maxwell Football Club Offensive Player of the Year. Sports Illustrated All-American. I mean, it goes on and on. Of all this stuff, which is unbelievable, the part that as a coach, as a father, and as we look at our team and what we are building here, the part that I love the most is that you're hungry and that you're humble and that you're driven. Tell us about your family, okay, because they are absolutely awesome. They deserve all the credit.
Yeah, most definitely. Like you said, they deserve all the credit. I mean, every ounce of the credit. Since I was born, my mom and my dad have supported me and pushed me to be, you know, the best on every team, on every league. And, you know, I feel like their constant drive and push for me has kind of turned into a mindset that they've just drilled into me. And I mean, being the best player that I can possibly be, working as hard as I possibly can, you know, not settling for anything short of greatness. Obviously, growing up with an older brother, 3 years older, he's been a great role model for me as well. I mean, growing up in school, seeing him do well, seeing him be very, you know, competitive in sports. My parents, obviously, very hardworking. They gave up a lot of stuff so my brother and I could, you know, not go without. They could definitely be living a lot differently than they are. And we see that, me and my brother see that, but they give stuff up. So me and my brother can have, you know, the new cleats or the new glove or whatever it is for him or I. So I'm just very thankful for all of them. And, you know, all the credit goes to them for sure.
This 2021 class, best in the history of our program. Now tell a little bit about the story about how this historical class came about.
Yeah. So I was the fifth commit to come. You know, it just skyrocketed from there. Obviously, you know, we've got a whole lot of special talents. All the guys have been, you know, from the beginning, have done a great job, you know, making sure we get great players and also, you know, great men. I mean, that we feel can, you know, help elevate the standard here at Oregon. The players have done almost as good a job as the coaches, almost as good a job as the coaches, you know, recruiting and making sure, you know, we get the best players. This class is definitely special. I mean, we've got, what, 2022, some odd guys that are coming in hungry to work and, you know, bring home a 90 to Oregon. Like you said, it's the best class in the history of Oregon. Got a lot to, you know, live up to, but I feel like we're definitely coming in, you know, with the mindset of, you know, putting our heads down and working to bring us home a whole lot of trophies, a whole lot of recognition.
And now you're on campus. Now you're in the grind. Now you're in the workouts. Tell us about your experience so far on campus, classes, training sessions. Tell us how's it going and fill us in.
This time of the year is, I think, my favorite time of the year. Almost my favorite. I mean, season's obviously the favorite, you know, being able to go out there and, you know, put the work in. But the grind that comes in the off season is some of the most fun that I have, just because, you know, I know what I'm doing it for. I've got the right mindset. I feel like Coach Feld and all of his guys, like you said, they do a great job with this team. I mean, so far, I mean, 1 week and I'm, you know, the most sore I've ever been in my life. So they're kicking our butts. And I feel like they're getting us so ready to, you know, kick some butt in the Pac-12. As far as classes go, I mean, I've got great tutors, great professors. So nothing to complain about. Not too hard, not too crazy. I mean, the workload is there, but I mean, I'm on top of it. I was raised to take care of my business, books before ball, obviously. But, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, putting in a lot of work in the classroom and on the field, and I'm just really happy right now. This is my favorite time of the year.
I've recruited quarterbacks before, and you know, they're usually not doing what Ty does. Ty will go throw for a couple of hours and run his workouts, but then he'll get in the squat rack and put 500 pounds on his back and get deep in the bucket and get his reps. He's just a very unique guy. Then he'll go and dedicate his time to helping others. Again, just an unbelievable family. I know they're super proud of him. And now he is here, soon to be part of the fourth quarter program, which I think the young guys are a little bit nervous about. They hear the fourth quarter program is a little bit challenging. Hit us one more time, you know, as you're here with this class, your goals as an individual, your goals as a team. Paint it for us one more time.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm going to go team first because, you know, that's the right mindset. I mean, I feel like we have everything, you know, that we have in front of us to bring home, you know, either a Pac-12 or a Rose Bowl or a national championship trophy. I mean, I think our goals are take it day by day. You know, they've been saying be where your feet are, work hard when you're in the moment, and it'll all pay off. I feel like, you know, we're all doing that to our best of our ability. We're busting our butts in the weight room. I mean, so we can go out on the field and bust some Pac-12 butt, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, getting the college football playoff is definitely a goal. And then as far as individual goals, right now, I'm just, you know, working as hard as I can, making sure I'm on myself about being the best teammate I can be, you know, working to be a leader with this team. I'm just trying to embrace my role, be the best that I can be, if it's, you know, in the scout team or just working hard in the weight room, just being the best quarterback, being the best Ty Thompson I can be today.
Yeah, we'll take that Ty Thompson and every single day of the week. We're good with that. And look, as you sign off, you know, there's the Oregon Duck family, the people here are like no other place in the world. They're in it with this team, heart and soul, invested all the time. What the final message do you want to send out to the Oregon Duck family as we head into this 2021 season?
Yeah, look for a show. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. This ride is going to be crazy, not only this season, but the seasons to come. So I'm just really excited to get to know these fans, you know, get to be a little cheering again on Autzen. Go Ducks.
Ty Thompson, man, appreciate you, brother. Appreciate your time. And always, go Ducks.
All right, go Ducks.
How do you not love that guy already? I mean, how do you not just want to root for him? You know, okay, so I have a few takeaways for you. Books before ball, great line. I probably have heard that before, but it doesn't immediately ring a bell. Scott says he hasn't heard it. Mitchell Lee back in the OSN studio. Have you ever heard that phrase before? Books before ball? Yeah, that's a new one. All right, so that should be, honestly, that should be a shirt. That absolutely should be a shirt. I can just see the, like, books before ball. Oh, that's a great shirt. Does anybody have a shirt guy? Anybody out there? I love that. And then also, I mean, look, he's saying, hey, that he gets asked about, you know, his goals and everything else. He goes, well, I got to go team first because that's the mentality. You got to love that. And, you know, just so many great takeaways. I think that everyone should be excited about what he brings to the table just from a leadership standpoint. And, yeah, very impressed. And also, Mario Cristobal doing the interview. We got to get more of that. Absolutely. Coach Cristobal is going to host the coach's show on his own these days, all right? I think that's what we all want. I'll just go sit over there. That was great. I thought that was an awesome, awesome conversation. Thanks to Steve Pohl for putting it together. When we come back, women's soccer season is officially here. And first-year head coach Graham Abel, let's hope he stays undefeated after this weekend. So far, he's 0-0. He's undefeated. Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Joey Mack back with you on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Today's show always brought to you by North Fork Public House, NorthForkEugene.com. Great conversation with Mario Cristobal and Ty Thompson. And now, Oregon soccer getting ready for the start of their season. Better late than never, I suppose, right? For both Oregon soccer and Oregon volleyball, Oregon cross country as well. 1 o'clock on Sunday, the Graham Abel era begins for Oregon soccer. Of course, coming from the U.S. national team, hugely impressive resume for Coach Abel. His office also located directly across from ours, so maybe we got a soft spot for the guy because we've gotten to know him a little bit during the pandemic when they've been in here picking stuff up from their offices. 1 o'clock against Gonzaga, everything's going to begin for Oregon soccer after 15 months on the job before playing a match. Graham Abel talked to the media this week, and we got some of the highlights for you.
Coach, when we talked over the summer, you were splitting practice into two. As we get closer to the game on Sunday, was that still the case in recent weeks?
No, we've been since we came back from the holiday period, we were able to go, once we kind of followed all the protocols and stuff, returned to training protocols from the department, we were back into full team practice, which has been great. So we've been full team practice now for about 3 weeks, so it's actually been nice. We played our first 11v11 game about a week and a half ago. So
when nobody's played in months and months and months, how do you scout an opponent? How do you put together a game plan for Sunday?
You know, the focus for us is us. You know, we Chris over at Gonzaga has done a really, really good job over there in terms of getting that program to a place where he wants it. So, you know, we'll take a look as a coaching staff in terms of what Gonzaga do. But our main focus is on us in terms of preparing, you know, what we want to do. You know, the past couple of weeks, like I said, we've been able to get to some 11v11 stuff. we've mimicked the things that we want to do pre-game, post-game, during a game as best as we can. So there'll be no surprises come the game on Sunday. So, like I said, focus for us is on us. And again, it's a great thing for us to be able to have a game that gives us a benchmark now in terms of where are we at to continue to move forward and make our student athletes better.
Graham, just what are your early impressions from those 11-on-11 sessions? And I know the last time we talked, you know, you were talking about Jordan building her physical capacity back up after coming back from injury. Just what's her status on that?
Yeah, she's in great. I mean, we're in a good place. You know, early impressions from our group is they've been able to take the information on board that, you know, we had time, you know, like Greg said at the start, we have plenty of preparation time. So we were able to build some, you know, a good knowledge base for them over the fall, you know, and that continued through the winter. I say the winter through the holiday period. Then when we got them back here, we were able to do some things that were a little bit more realistic because we were able to have contact, etc. So feeling a good place with regards to the information. You know, it's a little bit tough when we play one another because we're matching our system versus our system. So some things are not coming out and things like that. But we feel as though, you know, once we get to the games, we've got enough knowledge and we've got enough ways to solve different problems. So feel good about it.
What exactly was it that intrigued you about the Oregon opening? Why did you take the job? And I mean, even though you haven't played a game so far, how have things lived up or haven't met your expectations so far?
It was interesting because I was literally hours, a day away from signing a new contract with US Soccer to take me through the next World Cup. And got a phone call from Lisa Peterson, you know, asking if I would have an interest in the position. And, you know, I think every school I was at, you know, I was at Oklahoma, I was at Washington State, I was at Nevada. There was always an intrigue around the country about Oregon. Everyone's always bothered about what Oregon were doing with facilities, resources, and it was always, you know, it was always a mystery here about Oregon. So it always had that mystique to it. And obviously my wife worked here previously, so, you know, I visited her playing here, so knew it was the potential of Oregon. I think, you know, when you see what other programs do as well with regards to their success, it was always like, okay, you know, and I think I've said this a number of times, if Oregon gets rolling, it's going to keep rolling. It's going to keep getting quicker and quicker. So, you know, coming on my interview only confirmed that. Meeting the people was an exceptional part of it. You know, Rob Mullins, Lisa Peterson, all the support staff, were phenomenal. So, you know, once I came on my interview, it was a no-brainer. Knew about it from the outside, but once I saw it from the inside, an absolute no-brainer. And then, you know, early impressions, you know, it's, you know, great place, you know, unbelievable university, you know, great academic setting, you know, the facilities and the resources are as advertised. Like I said, people are fantastic. And we've got a really good group of kids here that are working extremely hard, driven individuals, and are ready to move this thing forward.
Graham, in an off season with so many challenges, what was the biggest challenge for you that you felt you had to navigate? And now that it's finally here, how's it going to feel like to get actually on a field against another opponent on Sunday?
I think the biggest challenge for us was, you know, we had our kids together, you know, January and February. And one of the commitments we made here was, you know, every single year we have to make sure our student athletes get better, obviously as people, leaders on the field, that we have an unbelievable academic culture already. But we have to make sure that happens. And we were well on the way to that. Our coaching staff were doing an outstanding job. And we took the tact of doing a lot of individual work through the day, to really help them, you know, fulfill potential as athletes. Then all of a sudden COVID hits and we don't have any contact with them for, you know, physical contact with them for 6 months. And so that was the biggest challenge, obviously, in terms of you lose momentum. Now, we're fortunate here, just, you know, our sports science departments are our overall performance department was able to provide them with resources, even though it was challenging because gyms were closed, things like that, you know, soccer fields were closed. And so, but they were able to provide them with a plan to help them take over. And so once we were able to get back together in the fall, we were able to kind of lock back onto what we needed to do and with regards to helping them get better. So I think that biggest challenge was the 6 months there in terms of just making sure we, you know, we stayed together as a group. You know, everyone had Zoom fatigue because it seemed as though everyone was on Zooms 24/7. But once we got past that piece and, you know, we were able to get back together, we've been able to, you know, keep moving forward with regards to this.
That's Graham Abel, Oregon soccer head coach, meeting with the media. He talked to the media for a little bit longer, and if you're interested in the rest of his conversation, head to the Go Ducks YouTube channel for the on-demand version of the, as we say in the business, raw press conference. Coming up next, we'll go through the weekend schedule. A lot going on around Oregon athletics. A couple big basketball games to tell you about after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you in the Country Financial Studio. And calling all cookie lovers, Crumbl Cookies, a rotating menu with over 120 flavors that change out weekly. You can order Crumbl in-store for delivery, curbside pickup, or nationwide shipping. That does include Scott Phillips' backyard. Come see us in Eugene off of Coburg Road. Scott was so excited when Crumbl Cookies became a partner. It was maybe Scott's favorite day of what was a really, really bad year in 2020.
It was a sweet box of about 12 cookies they brought in.
Yeah.
Every one of them was better than the first one. It was amazing.
Yeah, I was a fan. To Matt Stern.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for getting that done with our friends at Crumbl. Man, what a week. So much going on. Signing day. Basketball is back. And I'm happy to report that basketball is back for both the men and the women this weekend. So many sports going on. GoDucks.com for your full schedule. We'll talk to you for men's basketball at 12:30 tomorrow and then women's basketball at 5:30 tomorrow. Both broadcast, of course, in the Oregon Sports Network and the men on CBS and the women on GoDucks.com/live. Have a good weekend, everybody, and enjoy that big game on Sunday.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through. Like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet.
Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.